Today, we're going to be talking about the serious topic of sexual abuse and how you can find healing. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin, and they lead the Focus Marriage team. Erin, in your counseling, do you find that many people aren't even talking about sexual trauma at all? It just kind of comes out in the marriage that, oh, I have a past and I was traumatized, and here I am and here it is?
Yeah, I don't know percentage-wise how often that is coming out in marriage versus prior to marriage, but what I know to be true is that oftentimes it just presents, because it's amazing how when we've been through something so traumatic that our brains, our bodies can really pack that away. And as it comes up, there it is. And so it's recognizing this is tender, this is sensitive, and it's also something that can be healed and worked through, especially together.
Yeah, there is hope. Yeah.
Yes.
And I would even add, and I won't go into any details, but there was a situation in my past. I remember, and this hasn't been very long, that Erin and I were kind of talking about this. I just kind of, as a side note, even mentioned a situation that I had never really thought about as being sexual abuse, that as I started talking about it, Erin started going, hey, well, wait a minute. She's like, do you realize what was going on? Do you realize that that was sexual abuse? And so I think part of it is that for many people having gone through that, at some level, maybe they're not even realizing that sexual abuse happened. And that that began a journey even within our own relationship, just to keep talking and healing through that.
Well, we believe healing and restoration are possible. And we're going to hear a little bit more now from Dr. Michael Seitzma, a therapist, and Shanti Feldhahn. Together, they did some really wonderful research on married couples and sexuality. And here they are now with Focus President Jim Daly.
Dr. Mike, let me come back to something you mentioned in the resistant category. We touched on that very quickly. We said 3 to 4% of both men and women tend to be in that category. And there's a whole host of reasons that that will happen.
Right.
Many external to their sexuality. It was abuse. It was some other thing that may have occurred. I do want to just go into that a little bit more, because I think it's critical for couples who are struggling with that. And, you know, I think of, again, not to stereotype it, but the woman that as a teen girl may have had a couple of bad experiences or somebody was aggressive with her, maybe even more. I don't want to get into all that graphic detail, but obviously she was wounded. It caused her deep issues emotionally when it comes to expressing herself sexually.
And the same for guys.
But in that context, if your spouse is that person, and there's been years of conflict about this, and you haven't been able to kind of get on the same page, and it's, even with counseling, there's been some progress, but it just doesn't feel like it's been fixed or remedied.
Right.
What are some things that they can do to go deeper in that search for hope and healing?
So the natural reaction when our spouse isn't who we want them to be is to try to control it, to try to manage it. So I'm going to step in and I'm trying to make you be who I want you to be. So I'm going to put pressure on you. And I point out to couples that the human instinct is anytime somebody pushes us, we dig in and we push back.
That's called parenting teenagers. You see it on display.
Right. And it's not because the person has a bad heart that they dig in and push back. It's that they're human. And so the invitation to the non-wounded spouse is to take a step back, to open up your hands and your arms, and to be invitational. I love you dearly. I do want to connect with you in an intimate way. Clearly, that you're not wanting to has meaning.
Yeah.
I need to understand the meaning, what's behind it. And stay invitational, not pressuring. That is really tough to do. I tell people, I don't think it's human to do that, which is why we need Christ helping us to step back and to truly richly love in those moments. But if I can invite my spouse into space and create space for them to unpack, what is the meaning? Was it woundedness? Is it that you see me in a way that is not helpful, that you don't want to open up and connect with me? Many times they will need help in having those conversations. They need somebody who, in our field we talk about, stands outside the box and can observe what's going on inside. Because we get caught up in the dance, of our fear and of trying to manage that doesn't tend to work.
Yeah.
It may mean that there's going to be several months often of the sexual relationship is about the sensuality and not about parts and not about technique, that we draw a boundary that says, I'm going to protect you and still pursue you. And I'm going to not cross this boundary, and I'm not going to demand that we cross this boundary. I'm going to walk up to the line that we've agreed on, invite you to invite me across it. But until you invite me across it, I'm going to stay right here. I'm not going to be the perpetrator from your past who demands something from you that you aren't willing to give. I'm going to wait until you have reached the point that you open up and you invite me across that line. And then once you invite me across, I'm not going to take over. I'm going to step in and slowly go where you draw me.
Yeah, that's good.
And that allows for a what we would call in the field an in vivo, an in-life healing of that wound, that they can see their spouse as somebody different from anybody else that's been in my life. To me, that's Christ reflective. That's what he does. He stands at the door and knocks. We open up, and he doesn't just take over the house. He goes where we invite him. He might say, that closet needs cleaning out. But he doesn't force us to open it until we're ready to. And how do we recognize there's pain, and I am not going to be the person who adds to your pain?
Well, obviously, this is a very sensitive topic. Greg, what hope do you offer to couples who are walking through this kind of a journey?
Yeah, I would say, John, first and foremost, I love the names of God, the different names, especially in this situation, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And I think that's such a powerful reminder that whatever we're going through, whatever the season is, no matter how dark it feels, hopeless it feels, helpless, I mean, all of those kinds of emotions, God is with us. And I would just encourage you, keep looking for those verses that really speak that truth. I love Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In other words, there's so many powerful verses that just remind me that in whatever season that I'm facing, that God is right there with me.
And I love the name of God, Jehovah Rapha. He is the God of healing, and he is the God of restoration. And so, you know, offering that part, that memory, that experience, that trauma up to him, and, you know, allowing him to join you in your journey as you are walking towards healing and restoration, that he can heal that part of you.
Yeah, and we want to remind you, you're not alone in this journey. If you don't already have a connection with somebody to walk you through healing, if this is something that you've dealt with in your past or you're trying to deal with it, a wonderful place to start would be to give us a call. We have a counseling team. They're caring Christians, and they can offer a free consultation over the phone. Call 800, the letter A, and the word family, and we'll schedule a time for a call back, and they'll listen, they'll pray, they'll offer a resource or two, perhaps, and give a referral to someone in your area if you would like an ongoing counseling relationship. Donors make it possible for us to offer this free phone consultation. Let me encourage you to call today, 800, the letter A, and the word family. We also have details in the show notes. And then we'd recommend the book by Dr. Michael Seitzma and Shanti Feldhahn called Secrets of Sex and Marriage. We're making that available for a one-time gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Donate today and get this resource for clarity and conversation about a number of aspects of marriage. And we've got details about how you can do that in the show notes. Next time, we'll hear about the importance of giving to your local church. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage podcast.